Revelation chapter 20, look in verses 11 through 15. We're talking about one of the most fearful, awesome judgments in all of the Word of God. We entitle this, as does the writer, the Great White Throne Judgment. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged, according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May God add His blessing to the reading of His Word. We talked about this morning our human works being judged at the judgment seat of Christ. Now that's all believers' human works being judged. The basis for our judgment there is our works, will be our works. And the basis for judgment here will also be works. But my, there's a difference, tremendous difference. Here the works belong to those who do not know Jesus Christ, those who die forever lost. Think of that, for eternity. No more opportunity for life. They pass into eternity, separated from God. John writes here, then I saw, here it is, a great white throne. I don't have much of an imagination. I did when I was younger, but it's all kind of gone by the wayside with age, but I just kind of picture in my mind exactly what that says, a gigantic white throne. White seems to be, in the Bible, always symbolic of righteousness, a purity, a holiness, and I think that's true here. Because these people are going to face a God of absolute righteousness. And when we say that, we're not saying that He's a good God. We're not saying that He's a very good God. We're not even saying that He is an awesomely good God, an almost perfect being. We're saying that He is absolutely 100% righteousness. And in Him there is no unrighteousness at all. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness, John writes in John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. And we've often taught this from Scripture, and it's clear in the Word, that because God is a God of righteousness, He must always judge that which is not right, that which falls short of His righteous demand. Why? Because He's holy. And in order to remain holy and remain righteous, He has to judge it. He has to judge sin. And that's what's going on here. I saw a great white throne and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. These people, these myriads of people, from beginning with Adam the first, all the way through the generations of man down through today, who die without Christ, are going to stand here. and those who will die in generations to come if Jesus Christ doesn't come back and end history as we know it will stand here. And they will one day face God. They have a meeting with Him. And there was found no place for them. The idea here is they could not hide. They couldn't run. There was no place to go. There was no getting out of this. Verse 12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God." Now, the Word of God calls these people the dead. Remember back in your thinking when we went through Genesis and we discovered how God created Adam. And He breathed into Adam the breath of lives, plural. He made Adam a soul and a spirit. And He created Adam and Eve with a living human spirit. That's what makes us different from the animals. We have a living human spirit created in the image of God.